الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. So we begin our class this evening seeking the aid and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for his tawfiq and success from him alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. Resuming our classes, and we have been studying Umdat al-Ahkam by Al-Hafidh Abdul Ghani al-Maqdisi rahimahullahu ta'ala. But before we return back to the normal schedule, we will take some classes bi-idhnillahi ta'ala from the topic that we had studied previously and from the series of lectures that we have studied previously that is entitled The Upright and Noble Manners. The Upright and Noble Manners. So therefore, the classes in the few weeks to come will be a continuation of this great and important topic, the upright and lofty and noble Islamic manners and conduct, the etiquettes of a believer, and his adab and akhlaq, and the manners that he abides by, and the discipline that he has in his dealings, first and foremost with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then after that with his creation. And in these particular lessons that we will have together, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will be studying a very beneficial and noble prophetic hadith from the narrations of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is a hadith that is collected by al-Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullahu ta'ala and other than him from the scholars of al-hadith. And it is a hadith that is narrated by Abi Dharr and likewise by Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhuma. And it is the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيَّةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا وَخَارِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And it is the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he has advised Abu Dharr and likewise Mu'adh ibn Jabal and the Ummah in general with this great advice and admonishment and direction. And this narration contains or entails three great commandments and advices from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beginning with his statement, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ, and fear Allah wherever you may be. And then the second statement he mentions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and advice, he says, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيَّةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْهُهَا وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا, and follow up the bad deed with a good deed and it will wipe it out. And the third commandment and advice, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in this narration, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and deal with the people with good manners. So we see that this narration is collected by al-Imam al-Tirmidhi and likewise al-Imam Ahmad and al-Darimi and al-Hakim wa Tabarani and other than them from the scholars of hadith. And it is a narration that is authentic on the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this particular narration, the narration of Abi Dharr and Mu'adh ibn Jabal, the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيَّةِ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَخَارِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. This is the 18th narration from the 40 hadith of An-Nawawi. This is the 18th narration from the 40 hadith of Al-Hafidh An-Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala. And these 40 hadith, they are well known and they are very famous and very beneficial and concise narrations from the narrations of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The 40 hadith of Al-Hafidh al-Nawawi, Al-Arba'in al-Nawawiyyah, which it is known as. these narrations, these 40 hadith, they're actually 42. But he mentioned the 40 hadith, rounding them off. And Al-Hafidh al-Nawawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 676. But after him came another imam from the imams of the Sunnah, and his name is Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he died in the year 795. And Al-Hafidh Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he gathered those 42 hadith and added to them 8 more hadith to make them 50. And then he explained all of them, rahimahullah ta'ala, in a very famous work, which is entitled Jami'u al-Ulumi wal-Hikam. Fi sharhi 50 hadithan min jawami'i al-Karim. And a very famous work in the explanation of hadith, particularly these 40 hadith of al-Nawawi, but there are actually 42, and then Ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he has added 8 more narrations to these 42 to make them 50, and then he explained them in his very famous work entitled Jami'u al-Ulumi wal-Hikam. Fi sharhi khamsina hadithan min jawami'i al-Karim. And this is from the most beneficial explanations of the 40 hadith of al-Nawawi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and of course along with those extra narrations to make them 50, yani that are additional and added by Ibn Rajab, rahimahullahu ta'ala. So for these classes, insha'Allah ta'ala, in our studies of this hadith, the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Abi Dharr radiyallahu anhuma, with regards to fearing Allah wherever one may be and following up the bad deed with the good deed in order to remove it, and with regards to dealing with the people with good manners, then we will study this particular hadith reading from the benefits, summarized benefits that are found in this particular work by Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala. And again, I mentioned that this explanation of the 40 hadith here by Ibn Rajab is from the best and most beneficial explanations of these 40 hadith. And there are many benefits that he has mentioned here in the explanation of these narrations. And his methodology, rahimahullahu ta'ala, with regards to the explanation of this hadith, is that he will clarify the authenticity of the narration itself, and then likewise mention other narrations that are similar or that would testify to its authenticity or that have a similar ruling or wording that is found therein. And then after that, he will begin discussing the affairs of the narration one by one and the issues related to the particular hadith and the Islamic rulings and jurisprudence, and likewise the benefits and reminders that come from there. And after that, he will also mention narrations of the Salaf and the likes from the companions and the Tabi'een and those after them with regards to the clarification of the meanings of these narrations. So it is very beneficial. It is a very beneficial work. So our classes for the weeks to come will be on this particular narration. On this particular narration and reading from the benefits Ibn Rajab, he mentioned in Jami' al-Ulumi wal-Hikam, with regards to this narration. So we see that this narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, اتَّقِ لَهَا حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. Fear Allah wherever you may be. And then he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَاتْبِعِ السَّيَّةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. And follow up the bad deed with a good deed and it will erase it. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And deal with the people with good manners. So the people of knowledge, they have clarified that this noble narration, it consists of 3 sentences. فِيهِ ثَلَاثُ كَلِمَاتٍ وَكُلُّ كَلِمَةٍ وَصِيَّةٌ جَامِعَةٌ مُسْتَقِلَّةٌ. That this narration, it consists of 3 admonishments and advices, 3 statements, and each one of them is a concise and very beneficial admonishment and advice in itself. And likewise, the people of knowledge have clarified that each one is with regards to a specific affair, and that the first advice and the first sentence in this narration is with regards to the mu'amala, mu'amala til abdi ma rabbihi, how the slave and how the individual he would deal with his Lord. And this is in the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ, and fear Allah wherever you may be. And fear Allah wherever you may be. And then likewise, the second statement and the admonishment and advice that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given in this narration, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا, and follow up the bad deed with the good deed, it will wipe it out. And the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that this is the clarification of the mu'amala, mu'amalat al-abdi ma'a nafsihi, how a slave and how an individual, how a person he would deal with himself. Because an individual, no doubt, he has shortcomings, and there are lusts and desires that are impermissible that his soul inclines towards. And sometimes, if he is not careful, he will fall into those impermissible lusts. And whenever this happens, how would he deal with that? Or likewise, sometimes he will violate the rights of others, and the likes like this, where he transgressed the limits of Allah Azza wa Jal. So whenever a person's soul falls into this lowly affair, and falls into transgression or disobedience, how should he deal with himself? This is the affair that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clarified here. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا, and follow up the bad deed with the good deed, and it will erase it. It will erase it. So therefore, a believer, he learns in this narration, in the first sentence, how to deal with Allah Azza wa Jal. That is, he must fear Him wherever he may be, meaning fear Him, and wherever he may be at all, and at whatever time he may be in. And in the second issue, to learn how to deal with one's own soul, and that is that whenever a person he falls short and he transgresses the limits, then he will follow up that bad deed with a good deed, hoping to erase it and to remove it, seeking repentance from Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala and forgiveness, and striving with sincere devotion to do that which is good in order to erase the faults and to find pardon and forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as for the third statement, then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and deal with the people, and deal with the people with good manners. So the third issue is with regards to how to deal with the people. So again, in summary, this narration, it includes three beneficial advices and directions for a believer to follow in this life. And the first one is related to how one he deals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is with the taqwa. And that is with at-taqwa, and wherever one may be, and at every time, and at every place one may be in. At every time, and at every place one may be in. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ. And the second issue is with regards to how one deals with his own soul and the shortcomings that he has in his own self. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا, and follow up the bad deed with a good deed. It will erase it. It will erase it and wipe it out. And finally, how likewise one will deal with the rest of the people, with the rest of the creation. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and deal with the people with good manners, and deal with the people with good manners. This narration is very short and very brief and concise, but it is very beneficial. And that which is contained in the meanings of this narration and the likes from the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is very, very beneficial for a believer to understand and to strive to implement and to apply. So therefore, I advise the noble listeners, the brothers and sisters, whether they are old or young, to memorize this narration. And in the next several classes, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we will discuss these issues in detail, sentence by sentence, and mas'ala by mas'ala. يعني جملة جملة أو كلمة كلمة ومسألة مسألة. And we will take some time with regards to this narration because of the great benefits that are found therein. And likewise, the benefits that Ibn Rajab, he has mentioned and collected, and with regards to the meaning of at-taqwa, and likewise with regards to how to remove the sins and follow up the bad deed with a good deed, and as well as with regards to dealing with the people. And we should know that no doubt the upright and lofty manners, they begin with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, the upright and lofty manners, there is a portion of that that is related to oneself and how he deals with oneself. And as well, those upright and lofty manners, no doubt, also includes how to deal with the rest of the people. So therefore, this narration is very concise and inclusive with regards to these affairs, beginning with that which is most important, any of the piety and the righteousness and how one deals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, I advise the noble brothers and sisters to memorize this narration. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, ittaqillaha haythu ma kunta. Ittaqillaha haythu ma kunta. So this is the first part of the narration. You memorize it like this. Memorize this first part first. Ittaqillaha haythu ma kunta. And after you memorize this, then you move to the second sentence. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. Like this, and then you memorize the second one. And then you connect them together. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. And then once you have these two together good, inshallah, you move to the third sentence. And you say, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقِ الْحَسَنِ. And you repeat it until you can say it without looking. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقِ الْحَسَنِ. And even for those brothers and sisters who are learning the Arabic language but cannot yet read, they can listen. And they can repeat from listening. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقِ الْحَسَنِ. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقِ الْحَسَنِ. And you repeat over and over, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Until you have it down, and then you put them all together. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيَّةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُحَ وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. In this manner like this. And of course, one would also memorize along with that the meaning. The meaning. And this is the point. You need to be able to say it in Arabic is very beneficial. And it's very good, and a believer who strive to do that. But he will not do that at the price of understanding the meaning, but rather the meaning is what is most important. And then to accompany that meaning with the proper recitation is even better, light upon light. But even if a believer, he has much difficulty in memorizing in Arabic, he would at least memorize it in English, any the language that one understands. So then we will say, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. This means to fear Allah wherever you may be. And inshallah, the details of that will come in the explanation, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. Fear Allah wherever you may be. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. And follow up a bad deed with a good deed, it will erase it. وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And deal with the people with good manners. And deal with the people with good manners. So this is the narration, inshallah, that we will study. And I highly encourage the noble listeners, may Allah bless you and increase you in good, to strive to memorize this narration in Arabic and also its meaning in English, or at very least, memorize this narration in English. And if a person wanted to find the text in order to read it themselves, then they can look at the 40 hadith of Al-Hafiz al-Nawawi, yani Al-Arba'in al-Nawawiyyah, and it's the 18th narration. And any of the noble brothers, if they have memorized it, they can come to me in the masjid or send me a text and the likes of a voice message with their recitation of this particular narration in order to check it and possibly correct it or fix any deficiencies that may be therein, and in order to memorize it properly. And this is a good way to memorize and then to recite to someone in order to check the narration and verify that everything is pronounced properly and according to one's ability, of course. And with that, we close. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.